Blog Talk Radio.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all this. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see?
Gallery,
yeah. And the rock.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Every voice and sing, till I didn't ever ring. Ring with the harmony. Oh, let us sing. Let our rejoices rise high. Loud as Georgia.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our home ownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors program. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Where the vicious crept. the same old girl. There was a difference too. Every girl that I knew, and my baby said love is true.
Happy Halloween, everybody. This is Jim Lee's Underground Radio Network. Halloween, everybody. Jim Lee's Underground Radio Network. Well, for some Republicans out there, it was a very scary Halloween with the sight of the president hanging out with Chris Christie. Now, how is that going to play in the election? It's difficult to say. All depends on which side you're on. If you're on the side of Mitt Romney, you'll say, well, Mitt's got the momentum, the big Mitt momentum, and that this is just only slowing him down because he was doing well in the swing states. But if you're an Obama supporter, you say, well, now the president shows that he is presidential and that big government is needed. What side y'all think it is? You know, but most of my listeners are probably Obamaites anyway. Only a minority of you all, the silent minority, majority are Republicans. But, you know, a lot of Republicans are not feeling Mitt, too. We got 6 days to the election. What's really going to happen? You know, where are we really going to be at? And how do you feel? Do y'all feel like 2008, when Barack first came out on the scene, are y'all feeling that? Or are y'all feeling that we just got to get him in because the evil white man is trying to hold him down? And we got to go at him because, you know, we got to keep black men in office. It don't matter, he ain't doing nothing for us. It got to be for all people. Which is true. I'm not going to sit there and say it ain't true, which is true. All those things are true on both sides of the coin. But it's going to be interesting to see how Mitt Romney deals with the possibility of a bailout for the financial district. Of course, you know, in New York, they said there are no rats in New York now. In underground projects and all the subway cities, the rats are gone. So if the rats have left New York City, they can't find them. That means they're floating in the sewage somewhere, like flooded out, which means you're going to have some fish or creatures in there eating that, all that up. And then not to mention the sewage, the raw sewage. You got the raw sewage, you got your oils from all the cars and transmission fluid floating around there. I mean, it's really a toxic hazard health down there in NYC. Matter of fact, let's try what's going on CBS News and get our correspondents from out there to see what we're talking about. Hey, when you play, why don't you go ahead and play track 705 there. That's it, 705 should have it.
Station it left behind. An entire New York City neighborhood burned to the ground. Downed trees leave millions without power. Floodwaters drive thousands from their homes.
This is our community. This is our people, our friends. I got nothing left.
Also tonight, we're in the air with the Army Corps of Engineers as they try to figure out how to get the water and the debris out of the disaster area. president sees the destruction for himself. We are here for you. Our team of CBS News correspondents will bring you comprehensive coverage of the aftermath of Sandy. This is the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, reporting tonight from Breezy Point, New York. Good evening. We've come here because no community has seen more destruction from Hurricane Sandy than this. This entire neighborhood in the New York City borough of Queens, 111 homes, was destroyed by fire the night the storm hit. We'll have more on this in just a moment, but first, let us give you the big picture on the aftermath of Sandy. Nearly 6 million homes and businesses in 13 states are still without electricity tonight. At least 68 deaths are blamed on the storm. Insurance companies tell us that well over 34,000 homeowners have put in claims for damage or destruction. In New York City, the sun finally came out today, along with the first sounds of recovery. The stock market opened for the first time this week. Buses are back. And there could be some subway service tomorrow. The biggest challenge remains pumping floodwaters out of tunnels. The U.S. military is helping, and we flew along today with Lieutenant General Thomas Bostic, commander of the Army Corps of Engineers.
We're bringing pumps in now. We pump out about 20,000 gallons per minute. To put that in understandable terms, it'll empty a pool, an Olympic pool, about 20 minutes. Trying to figure out how many pools we have in New York City.
The police released this video today of Staten Island residents being rescued from their flooded homes. President Obama joined Governor Chris Christie on a tour of the New Jersey shore where Sandy made landfall Monday evening.
We are not going to tolerate red tape. We're not going to tolerate bureaucracy. I've instituted a 15-minute rule, essentially, on my team. You return everybody's phone calls in 15 minutes, whether it's the mayors, the governors, county officials, if they need something, we figure out a way to say yes.
3 days ago, this was a neighborhood of families. This evening, folks are returning to find all of their possessions in ashes. And a little while ago, we saw a man put everything he had in one baby stroller and push it away. Breezy Point is a community on the Rockaway Peninsula, east of Manhattan, and it is the bluest of blue-collar neighborhoods. Many of the residents here are New York City firefighters or cops. Let us show you what Breezy Point looked like before. Rows of houses just a block or two from the beach. This is what the neighborhood looks like now. Governor Andrew Cuomo walked the ground today and heard remarkable stories of heroism. The fire started about 11 o'clock when the hurricane was at its height. By the time firefighters made their way here, water pipes were bursting, and there was little pressure in the hydrants. They laid hoses in the rising water and used the flood to fight the fire. FDNY Assistant Chief Joseph Pfeiffer is the incident commander.
Fire was like a blowtorch. Fire flames shooting up in the air 100 feet and moving quickly to the west, driven by the hurricane.
You had winds of something like 80 miles an hour blowing this fire.
Exactly, and the winds coming off the ocean, very intense flames blowing from the southeast. So we had two fronts of fire that we had to deal with.
You know, when it comes to residential fires in New York City, where does this one rank?
As far as I know, unless you want to go back into the 1800s, this is probably the biggest private residential fire that we've had, at least in modern times.
The biggest one in New York City in modern times.
Yes.
How many houses destroyed?
111 houses totally destroyed by fire, and 20 that received substantial damage from the fire.
Chief Pfeiffer says they are still searching the debris, but there are no reports of missing persons. No one is believed to have died here. A love of the ocean draws people to beachfront communities just like this one, but in a storm, the sea is unforgiving. Chip Reed is in Long Beach Island, New Jersey tonight. Chip?
Well, good evening, Scott. Here on Long Beach Island, as in many beach communities, people keep building closer and closer to the water. It's a gamble that many people on the Jersey coast have now lost. One after the other, homes along the shoreline on Long Beach Island, New Jersey, are in shambles. this one appeared to have floated in from somewhere farther up the beach. Massive dunes had been built to protect these homes, but Hurricane Sandy deposited those countless tons of sand in the streets, where it takes a bulldozer to carve a path. Sandy tossed boats around here like toys, leaving some in piles, others scattered far and wide. Bob Davis, who rode out the storm in his home nearby, says that in 40 years on this island, he's never seen a storm with anything like this kind of power.
We made it through, and it's just a cleanup now.
Yeah.
But it's going to take, in my estimation, it's about 2 years to get the island back in shape.
Kyle Scheibner and Jen Smith's house took on 4 feet of water. They found safety in a neighbor's home.
Did you wonder if you had made the right decision by staying on the island?
There was a good hour there that we were debating whether or not we had.
Farther up the coast in Ocean Beach, New Jersey, more devastation. Many of these homes will have to be torn down.
This was how high the water was.
Nearby, John Patricia says he was lucky. His house in the family for 52 years will only have to be gutted.
Unfortunately, that's just the way life is. No, gotta accept it, and that's the end of it.
Elsewhere on the Jersey Shore, fires ignited by natural gas leaks destroyed more than a dozen homes in Manteloking. In Bayhead, first responders drove through the flooded streets in a front-end loader looking for stranded residents. Others put on hip waders to walk through town. Some used canoes and kayaks. And where it is safe to drive, there are long waits for gasoline. This line stretched more than a mile on the Garden State Parkway.
Back here in Long Beach Island, Scott, people who lived along the beach here did evacuate. Now when they return, they'll have to decide whether to build so close to the waves.
Well, Chip, how long will it be before those folks can get back into those homes to see what they've lost?
Well, Scott, we're told by the mayor of Long Beach Island that it's going to be at least a week. It's going to take that long to make this place safe for large numbers of people to return.
Thanks, Chip. Manhattan was mostly empty yesterday, but today it seemed like a lot of folks decided the emergency was over and they came pouring into town. But without the usual trains and subways, there was brutal gridlock on the roads. Some of the rail service is now returning, and Jim Axelrod takes us down under.
Joe Leader, the man who oversees maintenance for the Metropolitan Transit Authority, took us down for a look at the hardest hit of all 468 New York City subway stations, South Ferry, at the southern tip of Manhattan.
We have barricaded up top with wood plywood and sandbags to keep the water out. But when the surge came, it brought down all this material that doesn't belong here. Large pieces of lumber, and that broke through the barrier and allowed more water to come in.
That's water just a few steps down from the top of the steps. But the tracks are another two levels underneath that.
So as much as the water's gone down, we're still two levels worth of water till we get to the tracks?
Absolutely.
It'll take a week alone just to pump out the water. But the subway system will begin limited service tomorrow. Limited mass transit has left city streets choked with cars, a telling sign of just how badly the city needs to ease the stress on the roads. In Midtown Manhattan, Grand Central Terminal reopened after its longest closure ever in its 100-year history.
So tell me why you're up here.
This 70-year-old man, his name is Michael, lives in Lower Manhattan without power. He walked 30 blocks to join these folks and charge his cell phone.
When's the last time you had to come to a train station and charge your phone?
Never.
At 2:30, trains started running again to the northern suburbs. Bob Leblong, who runs Grand Central Terminal, visited by 750,000 people a day, said that's an important step in the city's recovery.
It's very, very important. Sure, people have hope, and now that GCT has opened up, it's another step in the right direction.
New York's Mayor Mike Bloomberg is implementing another rule to try to ease congestion in Manhattan. Beginning tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., Scott, only cars with at least three people will be allowed to enter the city.
It's going to take a while to make it normal again, Jim. Thank you very much. All bets are...
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
Never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life.
can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. One, two, three, hit me. Bop, bop, bop it out of bebop. Bop, bop, yeah, bass man. Come on up. One, two, three, hit me. Sound good. Yeah. Saxophone on the floor. One, two, three, hit it.
December 21st coming up, 2012.
if you was a religious person, then what would you call this? What time we think we might be at hand? What?
Armageddon.
Now, Armageddon, see, it's some positive.
Uh-huh.
If you was Christian and well, Armageddon was coming,
rapture,
the what?
Rapture.
The rapture? 877-838-9825. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we might be caught up in the rapture. If that's what's going on, it's the rapture, everybody. You know, I ain't trying to sit here and just put it out there, but I'm putting it out there. They say 12-12, 12-21, 2012 is all going to end. Hey, I don't know. Difficult to say, everybody. It's difficult to say, everybody. But before I bring y'all callers in, let me go in there and play the cut again for y'all that missed it, of President Obama and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, which must be the rapture for all Republicans because they feel that what just happened. And then I got Ebony, and I got my girl checking in from D.C. and Cleveland, and get some other people checking in from St. Louis. I'm going to bring them all in. But first, let me get everything set up. Should we go to you first, Ebony, or should we deal with the... Okay, we'll deal with that next. This we do it like that, and then what we do is we'll go to the... Oh, you're not ready yet. We'll go to the... Okay, we go to interview, and then we'll go to the... your story and see what Dana talking about on the East Coast. All that Romney stuff.
And we're in the business of politics. So we're both aware of the fact that the election's in 6 days. Yeah, I asked him about where he's going to be campaigning and what he's going to do next and all the rest of that. But, you know, we spend most of our time talking about the problems and how to deal with them. But we're cognizant of the political side. But here's the bottom line with the people in Jersey know about me. When it comes to getting things done, I don't care what party somebody's in. But my relationships with Democrats, the same way my relationship with Republicans, are about getting things done. And the President of the United States and I have now had 6 conversations since Sunday. That shows to me a level of caring and concern and interest that I think a leader should be giving to this type of situation. So today, in fact, Maria asked me this when I got in the car after I got off of, after I said goodbye to him at Air Force One. This was as comfortable and relaxing interaction as I've had with the President since I've known him. And I think it's because we're both doing what we wanted to do, which was to get things done. Felt like we were accomplishing things. And I think that was good. So I had a good day with him. And believe me, I'm aware of all the atmospherics. I mean, I'm not in a coma. But the fact is, I don't care. Like I told you all the other day, I don't care. The President and I were discussing this today. You know, when you have the responsibility that I have, it's much bigger than politics. You were with me today in Sayreville. You see the way people react when I come down the street. They want me to help them. And don't think that I don't go home tonight and lay in bed and think about those people. Think about the fact that I'm going to lay in a bed that's dry and comfortable and those people have been flooded out. And when you know you have responsibility for those folks, you can give a damn about the politics of things. I could care less today about it. And so... the President of the United States came and offered help for the people that I'm sworn to represent. And I accept his help, and I accept his goodwill, and I accept his great efforts that he's put forward on behalf of our state. And there'll be some folks who will criticize me for complimenting him. Well, you know what? I speak the truth. That's what I always do. Sometimes you guys like it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes politicians like it, sometimes they don't. But I say what I feel and what I believe.
Touring the site with Chris Christie. I think he's going to make a speech or something, so I'm trying to speed it up to that. Just give me a second. I don't want to overplay the little edit tape we got. We're just getting a little bad feed from NYC. Right now, all we're getting is photo ops and him shaking hands with some of the citizens of New Jersey, him and Governor Chris Christie.
He has sprung into action immediately to help get us those things while we were in the car riding together. So I want to thank him for that. He has worked incredibly closely with me since before the storm hit. I think this is our sixth conversation since the weekend, and it's been a great working relationship to make sure that we're doing the jobs that people elected us to do. And I cannot thank the president enough for his personal concern and compassion for our state and for the people of our state. And I heard it on the phone conversations with him, and I was able to witness it today personally. For all of you who are here, and I met a bunch of you today at Brigantine who disregarded my admonition, get the hell out of here. You know, you're forgiven this time. You are forgiven this time, but not for much longer. We got to make sure. When all of you look around and you see all this destruction, that's fine. But you know what? All that stuff can be replaced. You look to your right and to your left, to your husband or wife, your son or your daughter. Right? Those are the things that can't be replaced. And so I'm glad that we don't have that kind of loss of life to have to deal with.
The first thing I want to do is just to thank everybody who's been involved in the entire rescue and recovery process. At the top of my list, I have to say that Governor Christie, throughout this process, has been responsive. He's been aggressive in making sure that the state got out in front of this incredible storm. And I think the people of New Jersey recognize that he has put his heart and soul into making sure that the people of New Jersey bounce back even stronger than before. So I just want to thank him for his extraordinary leadership and partnership. I want to thank the congressional delegation because part of the reason we're going to be able to respond quickly to all this is because they helped to make sure that FEMA financing was in place. And we're very appreciative of those efforts. And you know, I want to thank Craig Fugate. Sometimes, you know, people just think FEMA and they don't think the people behind them. But Craig lives and breathes this stuff, making sure that we're providing the help that people so desperately need in these situations. I want to thank all the first responders who've been involved in this process, the linesmen, the firefighters, the folks who are in here shoveling out people who were supposed to get the hell out and didn't. You know, you've helped to save a lot of lives and a lot of property. We are here for you, and we will not forget. We will follow up to make sure that you get all the help that you need until you've rebuilt. We're going to have a lot of work to do. I don't want anybody to feel that somehow this is all going to get cleaned up overnight. We want to make sure that people have realistic expectations. But what I can promise you is that the federal government will be working as closely as possible with the state and local officials, and we will not quit until this is done.
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. For a just man falleth seven times, and he rises up again. I fell short last night, but it's a new day. And for so long I was in a backslidden state. It's been times that I felt dead, I fell from grace. But since I'm still alive, I can repent today. Call on Yahweh to wipe my torments away. The love of God just makes me lament to wait. Come and see how he stuck, new mercies every day. I've been through dark nights, but made it to them sunny days. I lost my mother and that was a devastating blow. It knocked the wind out me, I ain't wanna fight no more. I felt a fornication, porn and masturbation. Stagnant in my spirit, couldn't see elevation. We all sin, yeah, we fall short. But I'm bouncing back like a basketball on the court. We have to treat this walk as if it is a sport. Play the game by the rules, try not to fall no more.
Nothing can stop my shine, Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a just man falls seven times. I done bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back. I done bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back. Nothing can stop my shine, Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a just man falls seven times. I done bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back. I done bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back.
I was like a pig that was all washed up, clean as a whistle, back to wallow in the mud. I was like a dog that just threw up and ran back to it.
just to lap it up. Almost apostate, abandonment of faith.
Come on.
Just because some things wasn't working out my way.
Yeah.
I went on my runs like the prodigal son. But back to my father's arms, I would have to run. He showed me true love, my father embraced me. When the average person probably would have hated me. After I turned my back and did my own thing, he still accepted me back and made my heart change. Then he purged me with hyssop, then made me get up. I was dark in my heart, but my inner man lit up. Man, what was I thinking? In my sin, I was sinking. I didn't profit nothing from all this flesh greed.
Nothing can stop my shine. Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a death, man. Four, seven times, I done bounced back. Jesus made me bounce back. I done bounced back. Jesus made me bounce back. Nothing can stop my shine. Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a death, man. Four, seven times, I done bounced back. Jesus made me bounce back.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Rising, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Rising offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Rising. Visit us online at phoenixrising.com.
In this, her first romance novel, State of Ecstasy, Jew Ephraim finds passion on the lush island of Martinique. Reminiscent of the works of Clipas and Lawrence, Jew Ephraim's rich emotional landscape delivers an achingly accessible complexity that makes State of Ecstasy steamy, provocative, and fresh, and its author a forceful new voice who brings an entirely new level of heat to romance.
Are you the parent of a troubled teen, or you just want to have a closer relationship with your child? If so, sign up for our free webinar called 5 Easy Tips to Effective Communication with Your Teen right now, hosted by teen expert Release Henry. Log on to successfulteenparenting.com/webinar.
Ready at me, 347-838-9825. Let me bring, I thought it was an 810 number on there. We got 810 caller coming in? I thought I saw an 810 caller calling in. Let me bring my caller in now. If you just call from 810, 810 number, I thought that was Detroit number I thought I saw. Well, Ebony, why don't you see if you can get Mac Daddy back in, because we might have missed him then, because you get that 810 number, because I just lost that number. I think that's you hitting right there, because I lost it at that time. We have a little trouble again with our phone system again. But let me go in there and bring my girl Dana in. Before, let me, I know she's been in that storm, so let me give her a little cheer up song to bring her in and make her feel good. And now she's going to jack my Republican guy, Chris Christie, because Republicans are making moves now for 2014. Dig it. Underground Radio Network. What's going on, Dana?
What's happening, Jimmy? How are you? Hey, Ebony.
Hey.
Fine. We're just doing a little rebroadcast of the today's events, what's been going on since what's going on Wednesday. And since a lot of people on this Halloween 360 are going crazy because Chris Christie and is doing work with Barack Obama. And it's kind of funny and interesting, you know.
Because Chris Christie did what?
It was him. Did you hear my little news flash I was playing? Well, earlier the two voices, one was Republican governor of New Jersey. That's Chris Christie, if you're not familiar with him. Another voice was President Barack Obama, if you're not familiar with that voice, not either. And there was two people talking about how politics, Republican and Democrat, is all smoke and mirrors, and you should ride the Republican train because, you know, it's all the same. You shouldn't be going out spitting all this crazy Republican hate on the air, Dana.
I don't send no Republican hate on the air.
Every time you turn around, you see Republicans hanging crosses down state and not saying that Bill Clinton cut your welfare off. It's all good.
One day black folks
going to scream, work welfare, work welfare.
I'm saying you want to talk about why we're having all these problems in our country and all this other stuff, natural disasters and everything else. We can't continue to build this country on hate. We can't continue to have a country that supports hate. We can't.
There you
live
go. And you say Republicans doing that. Yeah, listen. In the spirit of bipartisanism, you got Chris Christie and Barack Obama. You hear all those great words he said about the president a minute ago?
Right.
So we listen. We're not spewing hate. But let me do it to PSA. Don't forget tomorrow, everybody. I'm bringing you in with your left wing hate chop job in, Dana. You want to kill the Republicans? I'll bring you in for a second. But for my listeners out there, tomorrow is New Music Thursday. But we're gonna have a top 10 list. So call in. We got for the fifth time, Jay Miss is gonna be on. But we're also gonna be doing a tribute to Hip Hop History Month, which is going to be taking you back to the good old days of history of hip hop, and probably give you some documentary and information on that while we're giving the new music of the top 10. So let me go ahead and play you a sample of why we're doing this, and then we have Dana come back and spew her left wing hate.
Gather round now for the baptism. Cause if the dogs don't get them, the cattle get them, or the yattle get them, or the crack will get them. Time for spiritual activism. Life is a journey, and Chris got the map with them. Keep Latinos and blacks with them. It's amazing when whites and Asians get raps with them. Cause out of 1,000 MCs, believe I saw half of them. Knowledge reigns supreme, I've been through many images. My origin is a mystery, like capstones on pyramids. We live it, kid. Challenge the teacher, you will regret that. I'm giving careers, taking careers away. Did you forget that? Better check that. You can rock this track and the next track. But without the right spirit here, you'll always be set back. So gather round now for the rap system. Only those that got hip hop in them and not rapping them and no crap with them. Step up now and receive a holy dose from a holy host and take a break from these rappers and only folks. My intellectual battle will make your brains rattle. I'll unlock you and your crew from the same shackle. I'm on many different planes like an airport. Psychologically, you'll be rethinking your identity and cutting your hair short. Now there's a thought that exposes your insecurity. You put no fear in me, I break the M from the C. And reverse it to say, see them. They allow the devil to lead them, and be giving up their freedom. So, gather round for the rapture. When the spirit heareth the lyric long before the track get them. I spit them out, gotta get them out. The world I've never been about. I see them glitter, but their spirit's going in and out. We see them fading, we also see them hating. We also see those living for musical chart ratings. Hear what I'm stating or trading for what you're paying. Replace fear with faith and you'll stop the chain. Gather round for the rap system. Word. Gather round for the rap system. Word. Gather round for the rap system. Gather round for the rap system. Word.
And since Hip Hop History Month starts on New Music Thursday, we'll kick it off like that. And make sure that you have some fresh hip hop for some new people of our top 10. And we try to go in and give you a little history. I don't know, we're going to start off with the DJing, back, you know, to give a tribute to all the old school DJs, you know, or maybe some ladies in hip hop because we got an old girl going on, or maybe both. We go from old school DJs, maybe some Bahamadia. You know, I like some Bahamadia or some Vanessa Sequence or some, even some Boss. But anyway, back to this Left Wing Hate job, Dana, we were talking about earlier.
I don't have any hatred. I'm telling you. I'm definitely not in support of dividing this country. I'm saying that you have some people that started out this election spewing messages of hatred, and I'll tell you what,
Bill Clinton?
This country.
Well, that man Bill Clinton who's doing a hatchet job for the president who we don't want him to win, or Hillary Clinton is doing a chop job of foreign policy. I don't know.
No.
You tell me who's dividing this country up. I'm just saying who's dividing the country up because, you know, all our foreign policy blunders have been at the helm of Hillary Clinton, but we're not going to deal with that, you know. We ain't going to touch that.
We
ain't going to touch that because
about.
I know
I'm
Condi never had no problems like that. I know Condi, when she was Secretary of State, never had no problems like that.
And Condi wasn't riding around with a mannequin of the president on her truck hanging from a noose. That wasn't Condoleezza.
No,
right.
Condi wasn't rolling like that because Condi was over there taking charge of foreign policy issues. That's all I'm saying.
I'm a speaker that said don't renege in 2008. This country has been a race war because of people who have decided to target our president based on the color of his skin, not the content of his
hair. Hold on. Dana. If don't renege is a racial shirt, is that for who's putting it out, Democrats? Because to renege means to go back, right? So don't renege is mean.
No, not when you spell it R-E-N-I-G.
But I'm not tripping. No. Renege is to go back. No.
That's what you mentioned at first. Bernie Cruz is on his
If you renege.
That can come from that, except for a message of hate.
Listen, If you renege, you're going forward. If you're not reneging, you're going backwards. So to not renege is to not to go backwards. So are these Democrats putting out these shirts telling everybody not to go backwards?
No, there was no Democrats.
It's interesting, Dan. We can't blame that Republican. Let's break down renege. To renege is to go back. So what they're saying is don't renege. These Democrats out here screaming, don't renege. You know, SEC, it's easy how you get twisted, Dan. Listen, it's easy how you get twisted.
You can say what you want to say, but anytime you have this man who is a college graduate trying to get playing this whole show us your birth certificate game, you're not an American citizen, and he's the president of the United States, and then when he shows his birth certificate, now they want to see his college transcripts.
Who believes that, though? That's all a sideshow. But Dan, that's all a sideshow.
It is nothing but good old-fashioned hatred. That's all it is. You got to call a spade, my brother. You call a spade a spade.
Don't renege. Don't go back. Don't renege. Go back. Don't go back on Barack Obama. No, listen. Nigger up. Listen, Dana, nigger up. Vote for Barack Obama. Don't renege. Don't renege. Nigger up. Dana, the election's in 6 days. If all points and practices, we all know Barack Obama's going to be the president.
I just pray to God that our country can come back from all of this division that has been caused because of the election. That's all I got to say.
Well, you know, there were people saying that they hope the country come back after the Reagan administration, after the Bush administration, after the Clinton administration.
And it is coming back with President Obama. He's bringing it back.
But what I'm saying is this, Dana, what you're crying, people been saying, you know, I remember in the Clinton days before the Clinton administration was over, they said, let's get rid of the policies of personal destruction. They said, let's stop doing all this stuff, let's stop doing all these attacks. So they figured the next election when Bill Clinton was not running, they might have got together. And then what happened? You get George Bush in there, and everybody said George Bush divided the country. And I can say people like Al Gore who went on to divide the country. I say people like Al Gore.
There has never been a race.
Listen, Dana, if you want to go back to the the Chads in the election period. Let's look at Al Gore. Now, at that time, Dana, allow me to finish. Al Gore was sitting in the Senate. He had the casting vote to make himself president because of the tie of the election. He had the deciding vote of who was what, where, when. Then you had everybody come up and testify, everybody from the Black Caucus saying the election's rigged, throw it back, don't go to Supreme Court. But it was Al Gore who tossed it up. Under the heels of all those black people that voted for you, feel our votes are being stolen. You see, the people are going to get George Bush in the Supreme Court hookup and not remember Al Gore for doing that. But before I have you go to that left wing hate, let me take another commercial break. Because tomorrow is Hip Hop History Month. We'll be featuring KRS-One tomorrow, because he has an excellent lesson. Because me and Dana are going to realize we're going to stop visualizing poverty. We're going to put wealth in our system again. I've been playing this all week, so let's get another little listen for Dana, because you ain't got to love poverty, baby. You ain't got to love it, Dana.
This is a man that's important to hip-hop culture, important to world culture. He's a renegade poet, teacher, and scholar. He's got this new book called Ruminations. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the legendary teacher, poet, and philosopher, KRS-One.
Intelligent enough to open up their eyes and see through the lies, discipline themselves, yourself to stay alive, not many. That's why the universe sent me today on this stage with this to say. The rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. In the final hour, many heads will lose power. What does the rich versus poor really mean? Psychologically, it means you gotta pick your team. When someone says the rich gets richer, visualize wealth and put yourself in the picture. Richer because they work for rich. The poor get poorer because their mind can't switch from the ghetto. Let go. It's not a novelty. You can love your neighborhood without loving poverty. Follow me. Every mother, father, son, daughter. There's no reason to fear the new world order. We must order the whole new world to pay us. The new world order and the old state chaos. The big brother watching over you is a lie, you see. Hip-hop has built its own secret society. But first, you and I got to unify. Stop this negativity and control our creativity. The rich is getting richer while we ain't richer. Could it be we still thinking like niggas? Educate yourself, make your world view bigger. Visualize wealth and put yourself in the picture.
Visualize wealth and put yourself in the picture. You ain't got to love poverty, Dana.
There's nothing about poverty that's appealing to me. There's nothing about poverty that's appealing to me. Neither is there anything about hatred that's appealing to me.
There you go. You told that left hate shot check a job again. There you go. Listen.
In fact, there's no hatred out here.
In fact, I've Listen, hatred is illusion when the...
I support the opposite, you know, and it's kind of like you can't pretend that what's happening is not happening. I mean, you look at our country, and we are farther behind right now, and it has nothing to do with the President of the United States except for the color of his skin than we were 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
How far is that? Regardless of that, Dana, we can listen. Let me tell you something. If we're going to sit here and say it was Republicans, no, we're just playing blind games. If you want to blame it on racism, I'll go for that. I'll stick racism. No, Dana. If you want to go with racism, no. If you want to go with racism, Dana, I'll go with that because I know when Barack Obama got in, he had a Democratic Senate and Democratic Congress. It was Rahm Emanuel and his boys slowing everything down. It could have been public option, that health care plan. But no, they didn't want it to succeed because
it should have been a option in the health care plan?
A public option.
Health care is driving this country bankrupt. The public option
Dana, the fight is over. Hey, Dana, the health care bill is signed, ain't it? Isn't it? It's a law, and it's so there's no argument over that no more, Dana. Point I'm trying to get at is this. I'm agreeing with you that it's racism, but I'm not going to put it on a Republican's lap because I know Barack Obama could have got much more he wanted when he had a Democratic Congress, but all those Hillary Clintons, people that backed Hillary Clinton, even the black caucus that backed Hillary Clinton, they didn't even give the man a chance. Therefore, he had to make deals with Republicans, i.e., that's why he got the tax credit, that Bush tax credit still in existence, because he had to make deals with Republicans prior to Republicans taking control of Congress. It wasn't Republicans that shut everything down; it was the Democrats. But you ain't gonna never hear that because that was such a quick blip.
With him, that's what the problem.
Dana,
was.
That was a quick blip in history. People fail to realize that he had all Congress in a minute. Let me tell you, it was just a quick blip in history.
The Congress was not all Democrat, and it
was. It was, Dana. First time he got off, they had control. Nancy Pelosi was Speaker. Do you remember Speaker Pelosi, Dana? Do you remember Speaker Pelosi?
Of course I do.
House Speaker Pelosi. When it was House Speaker Pelosi, that's when the Democrats were in charge.
Regardless of what party they were a part of, Jimmy, if you do not allow things to pass, and if you would rather watch Americans suffer than to agree with the President of the United States just for the sake of it, it's something wrong with us in this country. We are a sick people, but we would rather see our own. And I mean our own. I'm not talking about African Americans. I'm talking about Americans. But we would rather see our own suffer just to not promote somebody else's policy, just to not promote somebody else's idea. That is sick. That is sick. And to divide racially in a country that is founded and that is known to be a salad bowl where we can all come together. There's something wrong with us here in this United States. And you want to wonder why God is lashing out? That's why. That's why, because even the Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It doesn't say, hey, you go ahead and promote hatred and things will be fine. If we cannot...
You're under arrest.
Forgetting about what's going on in Haiti, Ebony, you're correct, and in Cuba. If people can look online, they why don't you go check out what's going on in Dominican, Haiti, and Cuba, and see what hurricane has done. You know, those people right now are being devastated also. You know, and our thoughts and prayers are going out for them because Haiti is still not recovered from the first disaster and the last storms that have been hitting them. So our thoughts and prayers do go out to Haiti, you know. For all the suffering that they got on, that they got going on over there, you know. But what were you saying that day? And I apologize. I just saw some pictures of this lady walking down the street with water up to her neck, hoping the crocodile don't get her. But Ebony, there can be a lot of Photoshop out there, man.
I know.
It's hard to tell what's really going on now.
That's what come, you know.
You really can't tell what's going on the internet, but we just saw something that was kind of shocking. Yeah, they brought my attention to what's going on in Haiti.
It might not be legit.
You know, it might not be legit. But nonetheless. But anyway, what were you saying, Dane, about this? These left-wing Democrats going around here poisoning Barack Obama by not giving this public option everything he wanted and more stimulus and bailout. They gave them more stimulus packages they needed. They gave him all the money that he needed the first bailout instead of going back and forth because they were too scared. America wasn't ready for it. The Democrats at that time, we wouldn't be in this recession that we are in. They was really trying to slow him up for Hillary Clinton to get back to his spot. That's why the greatest thing that Barack Obama did was make Hillary Clinton his chief.
Jimmy, that's bull. You're right. We would not be in this recession. We wouldn't be in this recession had we continued on in the depression.
If I say this, if the Democrats would have gave him all the money that he wanted, Alan, if the Democrats would have gave him the money that he requested earlier, Dana, when he had the Democratic Congress, he requested more money. They took it back. Thinking that the Republicans would vote for it.
Thinking that
it wouldn't be right not to have no Republicans vote for it. No. Nancy Pelosi did not want to pass a bill with no Republicans back and not no Republicans voting for it. Instead, they could have went straight up and down, passed it, and he would have been out of the situation a long time ago. So people are failing to realize that it's easy to look at today.
We would not be in this situation had we not been headed toward a depression when he got in the office. He has turned this country around.
Dana, I'm sorry. That came out too loud.
You can't talk about it, Jimmy. I mean, we can't pretend that it's any other way. You don't take somebody, you send them 50 steps back, and then say, oh, how'd you make it from minus 50 to plus 95? And then say, well,
I know,
you
that's the Democrats did. I agree. We're saying the same thing. It's just your timeline. Your timeline is skewed. You know, we're saying the same thing. You're thinking it's just happened in the last 2 years. Barack Obama been in office 4 years, the first 2 years.
He's been in office for 4 years, and he has turned this country around.
Hey, Dana. He's been in office for 4 years. How long has Republicans been in Congress? How long has Republicans been in charge of Congress?
What about
2 years, Dana. 2 years. 2 years. 2 years. No, it does, Dana. It has a lot to do with it, Dana. Because let's be real. Everything Barack Obama passed in the Republican Congress got passed. When Barack Obama had a Republican Congress, the Congress he got right now, he has not fought Congress. He has got everything passed. The only fight Barack Obama had was when he first came in Congress. That was the first 2 years, and it set the stage for where we are right now. I'm just being real. I mean, you know, we can always. I'll call Dan. I got to take a break.
your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. The Jazz Cafe is one of the main distributors of the Organo Gold Coffee. It gives natural energy delivered right to your doorstep. If you want to order your coffee today, contact Shauna at 601-918-2079 or go to 601jazzcafe.organogold.com. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe.
Does your insurance company work for you? Hi, this is Ken Robinson, President and CEO of Ken Robinson & Associates Limited. We are an insurance brokerage firm located at 5963 West Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois. Our phone number is 773-626-0883. We make the insurance experience easier by shopping for you, saving you time and money. Our agency features the best insurance products, giving you the most competitive prices. We insure needs for less, featuring life, health, annuities, homeowners, auto, SR-22, bond cards, business owners policies, general contractors liability, and vacant buildings. Now, we also offer coverages most major insurance companies no longer offer. Please call for a free quote at 773-626-0883.
Keep on moving. On and on. On and on. Wow.
347-838-9825. Jimmy Lee Underground Radio. Tomorrow at Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio on Twitter. That's NU Music Thursday on Twitter. Sign up and log in with us on that site. Don't forget to send us your music on JimmyLeeUnderground@gmail.com. We're going to do some old school hip hop tomorrow, dedicate the masses, and during the whole month of November. Don't forget, Saturday, we're going to also have coffee, tea, and a conversation with Dorothy Tillman again, airing the rebroadcast and the live broadcast, so tune in for that also. Let me see what else I got. That's about all I got going on, Dana, unless Evan, you're going to read that article, but about the Joan, we save for tomorrow if you find it. We save for tomorrow. About the people or is that cold out there? I guess every step outside and Sandy beat Ebony Butt for a second, everybody. I'm not fault. What's the temperature like outside, Dana?
You know, it's in the 40s here, so it's kind of cold. To me, it's cold. I prefer 70s and 80s.
Yeah, and D.C., does it get hot in D.C. like that?
Oh, yeah, shoot, it gets really hot here. It gets really hot. It's nice in the summer. And, in fact, it was nice until the storm came. You know what's weird? I'll tell you what was weird was when you looked outside, it was daytime, and you knew it was daytime, but it didn't look like it because it was so dark. So,
what time was this? They didn't set the clocks back yet.
No. I'm talking about this is like 9 o'clock in the morning. It was dark. It was dark. When that storm came, it brought a bunch of darkness with it. It was weird.
Yeah. Is DC back up and running?
Where I am is. Where I am, we're good to go.
Because you're military, so y'all got to be up and running, I guess.
No, I was just really blessed. Yeah, to tell you what, my power stayed on. You know, I can honestly say I was just really blessed in terms of, you know, not suffering too much from the storm. It was cold in my house, but other than that, we were okay.
Yeah. What about your family? What about keeping them hot? Were they suffering from the effects of sand in them?
You know what? I have to find out. I haven't spoken with him. I got to call him and find out how they're doing. But I don't think so. I hope not. I definitely hope not.
Yeah. That's cool. I can dig that. But it's kind of got a strange damage. Because people are looking at it differently the next day. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of toxic waste out there. There's a lot of fluid waste, oil, transmission fluid, sewage, all that's floating in and getting people houses and their homes. It's going to be like a biological waste storm.
They said that that was the first time they had been hit since, what, the 30s?
Man, but not like that. At least the boardwalk, the Jersey Shore is ruined.
Well, that's true. The storm was very strange. They said that that's the first time that a storm has come from the east that way.
Right. I'm aware of that also. It's strange, though. It's strange the way it came and hit and how it hit. Like I said, my hearts and prayers do go out to those families in New Jersey. My cousin's power still off. They had power off in Cleveland. My son down there in Xenia, Ohio, Wilberforce, Ohio, he said it's snowing down there. He needs some boots. I'm about to ride down on Saturday, bring him down here to come vote. He's ready to cast his first vote for the presidency. You know, last year he voted for me, which is kind of cool. First time he got registered to vote, turned 18, voted for his old man. He want to come on and vote for the presidency. I'm going to let my man come down and do his thing. So I'm rolling down. Everybody want me to send an absentee ballot. He wanted to do the shit straight up. He didn't want to early vote. He wanted to be there on the day it went in. Let me say the 71 death total in Haiti from this Hurricane Sandy.
How many?
What's it? Original death. Well, we're gonna read more. We just threw the headlines out there for everybody. Read it now. Get it now.
Huh?
We're gonna get your information in 1 second. We about to scour through it. Came across the wire for a second, and we were just talking about Haiti earlier, and my producer wanted to just stood out to us. We just jumped on it. But yeah, people need to look on the internet and check those families out there in Haiti and Dominican. Cause, yeah, I know we're being hit, but again, like I made a comment earlier, since Barack Obama been president. Where the black power people at? Where the Afro-American, the back to Africa, the Pan-Africanism? Where y'all at? Because this crisis going around all Afro-Cuban, Afro-Caribbean, Afro-areas right now. And no one is screaming their plight. I mean, Haiti's been down and out for almost 2-3 years now. I've been suffering mass trauma through all these hurricanes that have been coming hitting us. And now they got death tolls because they still living in refugee camps. They still have no sanitation. They still have no homes built right now. I mean, but you don't hear no one really talking about that too tough no more. And that I found that being sad. You know what I'm saying? I really do.
Well, I mean, 200,000
homeless in Haiti. Where 200,000? Where have any? Where?
In Haiti.
It's 200,000 homeless in Haiti right now as we speak. And now, was that before the tornado, before the Sandy, or now?
Because of this.
Because of this. Hold on. There's 271,000 homeless. Are they homeless in the refugee camps, or that's on top of the ones that was in the refugee camps?
You know, they counted like that. They didn't say. They said homeless, those with homes. If you're in a refugee camp, you're not considered.
So that's
you consider a refugee.
So what about the refugees? Look out for the refugees.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, for our records, we need to see what is a refugee camp death. Because that means...
They have food shortage.
Of course there's no food there. Of course there's no food there. I mean, Lord, there's no food in Jersey. God, dog, there's no cell phones in Jersey. They're going crazy. They're going crazy in Jersey because there's no cell phones, no internet, and they do not know what to do. Ain't that about something, Dana? Tell your liberals can't live without technology, huh?
You just don't know if your loved one is gone and you don't have any way to communicate with the outside. That's psychologically damaging. That's what happens.
But listen,
to prison.
What I'm saying is, yeah, why people going crazy is the psychological damage and going crazy by national internet and no cell phones. 2 years ago, the earthquake hit Haiti and then caused so many homeless people right then, and that caused a lot of cholera outbreak. And now, 2 years later, a tsunami comes down, a tornado comes down there and floods them all over again. We're not talking about that right now.
What happened? You said it came out. They caused a what kind of outbreak?
Cholera. Remember back 2 years ago, that big deal in Haiti.
Oh yeah.
I soon forget. It's off the front pages, but now they still have not rebuilt over there in Haiti. You know, we still have not rebuilt over there in Haiti, and now you have this Sandy, Jesse's girl going crazy, ripping up storms right now. And,
Now tell me this. What country was it that was killing people because they were homosexual?
America? Yeah. Hate crime America?
America. It wasn't America. It was one of those overseas countries. Because I remember talking about it.
Excuse me. Hold on, Dana. I got the answer to the question. Now, the 200, how many thousand of you homeless?
The government said that the homes of 200,000
people are now homeless in Haiti. Now, that's on top of the 400 and some thousand I was homeless since the earthquake.
And, you know, that is a prime example why people need to learn, they need to start respecting each other and trying to get along. Because while people are worried about what somebody is doing in their bedroom, they need to be worried about how people are going to survive.
I know that's big government. All big government knows in your bedroom and stuff like that. That's not Republican. Stay out of my bedroom. Stay out of my taxes. Don't raise my taxes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, every day that you scream Republican values every day. I hear you.
I'm screaming what?
Republican values every day. Right. Stay out of my bedroom is right.
No, so that's not what rules. I'm
right,
saying.
Right. No,
I'm,
no, the government did not to be this.
Everybody.
Right now, Red Cross needs to be collecting money and food for Haiti right now.
No, Red Cross and Red Cross need to be collecting money for people in the United States that's without homes and everything too.
And New York
you
and New Jersey got money.
Like,
hold on.
The people in Haiti suffer.
Look at him as rich. Look at him as rich. New York, Bloomberg, they rich. Cuomo, they rich. They got money. Dana, there are 600,000 people that look like you that were sleeping in tents just yesterday with no tents no longer. There's 200,000 people right now who had homes, so thought that was better than the people that are standing in tents now. They're in tents right with the people right there in tents now.
And I'm going to pray for those people over there.
That's what I say. It's our prayer to be right now. Right.
I'm going to pray for them. But I'm telling you, I don't know. This is a strange time. It's a strange time, and it's a dangerous time. This is one of those moments in history that's going to make or decide or break us as a country and break us as people. Honestly, if you just look around and you see all these problems steady popping up, you know, at some point we're going to wonder why. And then when we look back historically and we see that, you know, the more we transition towards we don't care about one another, the worse it gets.
But Dana, let's be real. And all our television media watching live, when a black president came, so came the end of the world. Everybody know that. I mean, let's be real. You had these storms. In one movie, a meteorite hit and it flooded New York. New York and Jersey got flooded in one movie.
No, we haven't had no storms like this. No, we haven't. We have not had any storms like this. I tell you when all these bad storms started coming, when this election came up. You just look back the last couple of months and see. I used to tell you.
Well, this is the radio last night. This storm came because America was in Israel. Somebody told me, some dude told me that.
I'm just saying,
Israel is so strong in America. I'm not passing it on. I'm just saying, we can play the whole. The victim. We play the victim right now. Dana, we play the victim, but let me my girl Candy Stan play the victim for right now. Hold on.
I'm
7-8-3-8-9-8-2-5 of the very song that I sing. Again, let's send our prayers out for the people in Haiti over there. Dana, we got to make sure we don't forget about them. But anyway.
That song.
What was your dress, what was Halloween costume today, Dana?
So hot.
The song.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I know that's, yeah, it is. I like it, too. I like it, too. I ain't going to front. It's
really hot. That song is so hot. I can't take it.
Yeah. So what'd you dress up today for Halloween? What were you dressed
you know
as
what?
Today?
I dressed up as a Dana.
Oh, no. No, if you dressed up as something, what the bass said that girl's crazy, he told you, would you have dressed in a chicken costume? There's a man today dressed up in a chicken costume giving out candy today. I thought that was interesting.
A chicken?
You know? This man had a full fledged chicken uniform on, like a chicken costume, like he was probably
like the chicken,
like the chicken,
really,
like the California chicken. Like the California chicken. But listen, Dana, I'm going ahead and I got about 4 minutes. Let's go ahead and give me the salutation so I can go on and end this little Halloween show that we're having here for the people, the public.
That's right. Happy Halloween, everyone. Trick or treat. I take all the treats. You guys can keep the tricks. You know what? I'm telling you. Every night I pray for our country. I'm not kidding. I pray for you. I pray for Ebony. I pray for myself and my family. And I hope that at some point we can transition to where we're moving towards a better America. And that America has nothing to do with culture. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with the fact that we're all human beings and we're all deserving, just based on that alone. So all I can do is hope that at some point we move to where we're in a better place. And I'm going to continue to keep the faith.
All right, good night, everybody. May your God be with you. Make sure the evil one doesn't come drag you today. Jimmy's Underground Radio. See y'all tomorrow on New Music Thursday.
You try to dream.